Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Understanding the Software Development Lifecycle, SDLC. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Full-Stack Development in the Full-Stack Development for Developers at Test Company course. In this lesson, we'll explore the various phases of the SDLC, the importance of each phase in the development process, and how the SDLC applies specifically to full-stack development. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe the software development lifecycle and its relevance to project management in your work environment. Main content phases of SDLC. The software development lifecycle, SDLC, is a structured process that guides the development of software applications. It consists of several distinct phases, each with specific goals and deliverables. The key phases include planning. This initial phase involves defining the project scope, identifying stakeholders, and determining resources and timelines. Effective planning sets a solid foundation for the entire project. For example, in a finance app, planning might include market research to understand user needs. Requirements gathering and analysis. During this phase, developers gather detailed requirements from stakeholders. This includes understanding what features the software must have to meet user expectations. In our finance context, it could involve defining security requirements for handling sensitive financial data. Design. The design phase translates requirements into a blueprint for development. This includes creating wireframes, user interface designs, and system architecture. For a fintech application, a user-friendly interface design could be crucial for ensuring customer satisfaction. Development. In this phase, programmers write the actual code based on the design specifications. Full-stack development involves both front-end, user interface, and back-end, server-side logic, coding. For instance, a developer might use JavaScript for the front-end and Python for back-end functionalities. Testing. This critical phase ensures that the software is free of bugs and meets the specified requirements. Testing can include unit tests, integration tests, and user acceptance testing. In a finance app, rigorous testing is vital to ensure accuracy in transactions and data handling. Deployment. After successful testing, the software is deployed to a production environment where users can access it. This phase may also include training users and providing support. In fintech, seamless deployment is crucial to avoid disruptions for users. Maintenance. The final phase involves ongoing support and updates to the software post-deployment. This includes fixing bugs, improving features, and adapting to changing user needs. In a finance application, regular updates may include compliance with new regulations. Importance of each phase in development. Understanding the significance of each SDLC phase is essential for successful project management. Each phase contributes to the overall quality and effectiveness of the final product. Planning is crucial as it aligns the team on objectives and resource allocation. Requirements gathering and analysis helps prevent scope creep by clearly defining what the project will and will not include. Design ensures that the software will be user-friendly and functional, which is especially important in finance where user trust is paramount. Development is where ideas become a reality, and thus, strong coding practices are vital to avoid technical debt. Testing mitigates risks associated with software failures, enhancing reliability and user satisfaction. Deployment requires careful planning to minimize user disruption and ensure a smooth transition. Maintenance is key for long-term success, ensuring the software remains relevant and functional. How SDLC applies to full-stack development. In full-stack development, understanding the SDLC is essential for managing both front-end and back-end processes effectively. Each phase of the SDLC influences how developers approach their tasks. During planning, full-stack developers must consider how changes in one part of the application can affect the other. For instance, a new feature might require updates to both the front-end and back-end. In the requirements gathering phase, full-stack developers must communicate with stakeholders to ensure that both user interface and server-side functionalities align with business goals. The design phase requires full-stack developers to create cohesive designs that work seamlessly between client and server, ensuring a unified user experience. During development, full-stack developers write code for both front-end and back-end, requiring proficiency in multiple programming languages and frameworks. For example, they might use React for the front-end and Node.js for back-end services. In testing, full-stack developers must ensure that both the front-end and back-end work together without issues, requiring comprehensive testing strategies that cover both areas. Deployment is particularly important in full-stack development, as both front-end and back-end must be synchronized for a successful launch. This may involve using continuous integration/continuous deployment (CI/CD) practices. Finally, ongoing maintenance involves regularly updating both sides of the application to meet evolving user needs and technology standards, which is crucial for long-term success. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the software development lifecycle, SDLC, including its key phases, their importance in the development process, and how the SDLC applies to full-stack development. Understanding the SDLC is crucial for ensuring that software projects are completed efficiently and meet user expectations. By mastering these concepts, you can apply them to improve project outcomes in your role at test company. Reflection questions: how can you apply the planning phase of the SDLC to a current or future project you are involved in? What strategies will you implement to ensure effective communication during the requirements gathering phase? How do you see the importance of testing impacting user trust in a finance application?